Next question is Mary Free, M-A-R-Y-F-R-E-E. Miss Free is a 60. Oh, she was born 1/3/161. Today's date for both of them. This is a 64-year-old woman originally from Nacogdoches, N-A-G-A-D-O-C-H-E-S, Texas. Patient is widowed. She has extensive history of smoking and alcohol abuse in the past. She's still smoking, but she's not drinking alcohol at this time. She has severe COPD, weight loss, tachycardia, pulmonary hypertension, low extremity edema, difficulty with walking. Patient is not using oxygen, but using her nebulizer on a regular basis. She also suffers from hypertension, anxiety, chronic back pain, status post back surgery times two, C-section times one. She has one child at this time period. Any paragraph, family history, mom died of lung cancer, dad died of pneumonia. Medications includes Lyrica, 25 milligram BID, lorazepam, 2 milligram twice a day, Valium, 10 milligram only during the day, and clindamycin, which she just finished, period. Recent hospitalization, it took place in July, on or about July the 9th, because of osteomyelitis of the right leg pretibial area. Patient is finished a course of antibiotic and has an appointment to see the specialist. She's continuing to dress the wound, but is having a hard time taking care of her wound because of the fact that she has no nursing care or no one to help her. She's also in need of diapers and shower chairs at this time. She's ADL dependent and has bowel and bladder incontinence. She's lost over 30 pounds. She's weak. She's very thin. Patient is very depressed and cries about the fact that she was going to get married to the love of her life and he passed away with a myocardial infarction, sudden death a few years ago, period. She used to live with her sister, but they had a falling out and she's moving to a group home where, to the apartment where she lives at this time, period. Blood pressure 120 over 90, pulses 112, O2 sats 96% on room air, period. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, and febriles, abdomen, soft, neck, shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with amnesia, neurological, non-focal. Assessment, number one, COPD, number two, core pulmonary, number three, pulmonary hypertension, number four, weight loss of 30 pounds, number five, protein calorie malnutrition, number six, obtained hospital records, number seven, osteomyelitis of the lower extremity, number eight, long-term course of clindamycin was initiated, number nine, there's, as far as the skin is concerned, there's improvement in the closure and decreased redness and drainage from the area. Next number, pulmonary hypertension, next number is hypertension control with medication. Next one is anxiety. Next one is chronic back pain. Next one is failed back syndrome. Next one, the overall prognosis is quite poor. Next one, she's quite weak. She's having a hard time ambulating because of her shortness of breath, her weight loss, and her weakness, and is now being evaluated for hospice and palliative care to be cared for at home in her apartment because she states she's too weak to go back and forth to the hospital. Thank you. She's in need of NEP treatments, a nebulizer machine, albuterol, and a diaper, and supplies for shower chair and diaper at this time. Thank you.